This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Naxalism has weakened not only in Maharashtra but in the entire country due to consistent efforts by the NDA government. He said that Gadchiroli, which was known for Naxalism, is now known for steel industry and development. Mr. Modi was addressing a public rally for campaigning of the BJP candidates in Lok Sabha constituencies of Chandrapur and Gadchiroli today in Morwa Airport ground in Chandrapur. Highlighting the work done by the central government for upliftment of the disadvantaged sections of society, he said 80 crore people are getting free rations, over 50 crore people are getting free treatment up to 5 lakhs, and the people who are benefiting from all such welfare schemes are the disadvantaged sections and tribal people. Launching a sharp attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Modi said the previous state government stalled every development project of the central government and created hindrance in the state development. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present on the occasion. 5 constituencies in eastern Vidarbha, including Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli, Chimur, Bhandara, Gondia, will go to poll on the 19th of this month. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting organized in Amabal village of Bastar division of Chhattisgarh and said Modi's guarantee is to improve the life of every tribal family in the country. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed 2 public meetings in tribal-dominated Shirdi and Shahdol, kick-starting his campaign in Madhya Pradesh. In his address, Mr. Gandhi mentioned the promises made in the Congress manifesto. He announced loan waiver for farmers, implementation of MSP, giving 1 lakh rupees annually to women under the Mahalakshmi scheme, and starting an apprenticeship scheme for youth. He said the Congress government will discontinue the Agnivir scheme. He also promised removal of contract job system. Mr. Gandhi also talked about doubling SC and ST scholarships and implementing the 6th schedule in tribal-dominated areas. The Congress today lodged protests with the Election Commission on Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi's comment and the Congress party's manifesto. A delegation of the party leaders led by senior leader Salman Khurshid met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Later talking to media, Mr. Khurshid said the party objected to Mr. Modi's comments that the manifesto has an imprint of the Muslim League. He said they urged the poll body to look into the matter seriously and take action on it. The BJP today also approached the Election Commission to take action on a fake organization created in the name of RSS, which is spreading negative things about the BJP. Party General Secretary Arun Singh, who led the party delegation, said the fake organization was formed with the support of Congress Seva Dal leader and it was rejected by the Registrar, the High Court and the Supreme Court. He said now, at the time of elections, that organization has become active again and is spreading negative things. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, had also filed a complaint with the Election Commission against the fake organization. The Congress and the National Conference today announced seat-sharing agreement in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Both the parties will contest on 3 Lok Sabha seats each. Congress candidates will contest for Udhampur, Jammu and Ladakh Lok Sabha seats, while National Conference candidates will fight from Anantnag, Baramula and Srinagar Lok Sabha seats. An announcement in this regard was made by National Conference leader Umar Abdullah and senior Congress leader Salman Khurshid in New Delhi. Withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Defence Ministry today held the first ever tri-service conference Parivartan Chintan in New Delhi today. During the conference, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan highlighted the need for developing a joint culture for the armed forces. He also stressed upon the need to integrate the capabilities of each service by creating structures that enhance war-fighting ability and interoperability. Indian tennis player Sumit Nagal stunned 35th-ranked Matteo Arnaldi and became the first ever Indian to win the main draw match at Monte Carlo Masters today. He defeated Arnaldi in a thrilling 3 sets, 5-7, 6-2, 6-4 at the ATP Masters event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.